is honesty the best policy? The university researchers have found telling the truth can improve your physical and your mental health. They found that those who told little white lies to spare the feelings of others found the experience stressful. Meanwhile, those who spoke the truth not only felt more relaxed, they also formed better relationships with those they were being straight with. If only that happened in here. How many people have I fallen out with in this building? How many people? Because I've told them straight.
That's because you rub them up the wrong way.
You annoy people, you irritate people.
We don't like you half the time.
Do you remember that person that came?
Yes.
And that person had been really, really trying to damage me. And then that person came up to speak to me and I said, I'm sorry, walk away. I do it.
You're like Diana Ross. You're like the Belfast version
of Diana Ross. Why?
Yeah, you're like a big diva. But you annoy people, you rub people up the wrong way. That's why people don't like you.
Here's the journalist, Niamh Horan. Good morning to you, Niamh.
Good morning, how are you?
People don't like you either. The commentator, Joe Nawaz.
Was
morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Stephen.
Funny enough, people don't like you either. We're all
so
the one.
So I hear.
We're all the one.
I'm sure you're not amongst them, though.
We're all the one camp this morning. What do you think then, Joe? Is this the way to go? Just tell it straight. Tell it as it is. Or do you need a certain amount of political acumen and you duck and dodge your way in life?
I just read the article where that started this whole thing. It was in the Daily Mail by a certain Samantha Brick. Same woman who infamously got into Spotted Bother by writing about how intimidatingly beautiful she was. So perhaps she's the one person that she hasn't turned her own searing beam of indivisible truth on. The thing is, little white lies do make the world go round. They're used to grease the wheels of society. We all end up using them to spare feelings, save relationships, and even help other people in the long run. I mean, you know yourself, you say you can't make an event, or you're dreading something, or something comes up, or you say you like somebody's new dress, or you even say someone's baby looks beautiful when they really look like an emaciated Mitchell brother. I mean, these aren't crimes or lily-livered, pinko-liberal attitudes. It's called having empathy and sensitivity, being part of a wider human community, I would say.
What do you think, Niamh?
Well, in the past, I've told friends that they need to lose weight or that they're in the wrong relationship or giving them career advice or whatever. And I feel like the people that I'm straightest to are my closest friends. I'll tell the white lies to the people I don't really care about. I don't give a damn what relationship they're in, if they're being treated like crap or if they look awful going out on a Friday night in a dress or something like that. But I mean, I will tell it brutally honest.
Even if it hurts them?
My closest friends. Even if it hurts them.
What is it to be gained out of that, though?
Because you know what? They do the exact same to me. And there's one or two people that I can do that to. And I know I can go to them as well and say, look, just be honest. Please be honest. How much weight do I need to lose? Is he the right guy? Is he messing me about? And I know I'll always get the honest.
I think it takes a little bit more effort, though, to be pleasant to each other.
No, but look, you're pleasant to strangers. You know what? You're doing the nice thing by being honest with them. If you think about it, the people that you tell the white, oh, you look amazing, or you're not straight up, but you don't really care about it. You're honest with your family and you're honest with your closest friends. And I think that for once, Samantha Brick has hit the nail on the head here. Now, the way she's got it wrong is that you have to have social tact as well. There's no point in being honest with somebody if they can't change something. For example, you know, with a particular physical feature or whatever they can't change, or they're in the marriage and they want to stay there and they love the guy, there's no point. But if they're genuinely upset, if they're unhappy, then it's your duty as a friend to be honest with them.
Joe?
But there's no...
Yeah, well, it's a whole grey area. You have to play it by ear. If you have close friends that you trust and they expect to hear it straight, of course you're going to tell them straight. But there's vast swathes of society where you have to play it carefully, and there's no black or white about it, except when you're telling white lies.
So you're a man to play it carefully, are you?
Well, it depends on the situation. Samantha Brick says in her article she didn't go to her friend's wedding because she didn't approve of the other half. And then she goes on to say smugly afterwards the marriage broke off not long afterwards, so she was right to do that.
Didn't he?
I mean, what kind of world we want to live in where people like that are self-appointed bringers of the truth? I mean,
it's one thing
to tell it straight to your mates. It's another thing to kind of bluntly go around dispensing truth like you have a higher moral authority.
Do you know what I'm just thinking, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, are you the same man? Look it up for me on Google it. Are you the same man that when I had my return to television? You slagged it off. Did he do that? Google it.
David, that was for the benefit of the public.
He said it was rubbish. He said it was tacky. What else did he say?
I think you'll find at the very end, I said you did a good job on some of the politicians. You did a good number on them.
Well, you didn't,
a fair and balanced assessment.
You didn't mince your words with me. Why not?
Well, Stephen, if you're in the public eye, you are fair game. I'm talking about the subtle nuances of daily interaction with, you know, your loved one, your workmate.
I'm going to look up what you said about my TV show. Niamh Horan.
Yes.
If you were being brutally honest with me.
Oh, God.
What would you say? Do it.
If I'm being brutally honest with you.
You have 40 seconds.
Well, you know what I'm going to say to you, but, like, I mean, I don't know if you want to hear it.
Do it.
No, if I'm being brutally honest with you, I want to say something. I went on your TV show a couple months ago, and I went up to say hello to you afterwards, and you burnt me. And I wonder, was it for all the times it was brutally honest on your radio
what
show?
What did I do to and you? I burped you.
Yeah, you burnt me. When I went to say hello to you, you turned your back.
I most certainly did not.
Yes, you did.
Turn that thing off. I most certainly did not.
As you turn my mic off, you know I'm being...
I turned my back on you.
It happened, it was true. And I felt you can take it out, but you have to give it as well.
Oh.
I'm all well and good. Go and stay when you stand up. Have a good round.
I am actually shocked by that accusation.
Not as shocked as I was.
Can I say if I did that?
I'd be the bigger person.
Can I say this? If I did that, I am terribly sorry. I'm deeply embarrassed and I reject the fact... The accusation I did that.
You can't be sorry at the same time, but apology accepted.
Just one moment. I'm really sorry if I did that. I don't know why. we've now got a reminder of what Mr. Nawaz actually said about me. Let's just hear this, Vinny.
Joe described you as the cake-loving Mother Teresa of chat. That's what he said in his article in the paper.
One of my better lines.
Yes.
The cake-loving Mother Teresa of chat.
Yes, I think you like that. Yeah. Look at it. It suits you.
Stephen, you aren't my loved one or a close relation, and you are in the public eye. And I think it's different. We're talking about politics or the media or the public eye. Everything is fair game. The truth has to come out. But the daily interaction.
Should we delete Joe's number?
You are the Mother Teresa of chat. you're both godly and voluble.
Should we delete his number?
Absolutely. Bin him. Put him in a blacklist. Thank you very much, Niamh. I shall hug you the next time you're up at the TV show.